Ukrainian drones struck the Gazprom Neft refinery in Moscow's Kapotnia district early Tuesday morning, and the target selection here is worth examining carefully. This isn't a military base. This isn't a munitions depot. Kapotnia is Moscow's primary oil processing facility, sitting within city limits, producing fuel that the Russian capital depends on daily. Kyiv has made a strategic calculation that striking Russian energy infrastructure inside Russia itself, including now within Moscow's administrative boundaries, is legitimate and sustainable.
What's striking to me, Marcus, is how normalized this has become. A year ago, a drone striking inside Moscow would have been a top-of-the-hour lead story for a week. Now it's one of 12 major headlines on a Tuesday morning. The escalation ladder has been climbed so gradually that each new rung feels almost unremarkable. But the military logic is coherent. Russia has been attacking Ukrainian energy infrastructure throughout the war. Power plants, heating stations, grid substations. Kyiv is attempting to impose symmetric costs.
And the timing connects to the G7 context. Zelensky is in Puglia, Italy, joining G7 discussions as trade and war tensions converge. Ukraine is simultaneously prosecuting a war and lobbying Western leaders for continued support at a moment when the Iran situation and domestic political pressures in the U.S. are crowding the agenda. Hitting a Moscow refinery the morning of G7 talks is not coincidental. It's signaling to partners that Ukraine retains offensive capability and strategic initiative.
The economic dimension matters here, too. Global oil markets are already strained. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, sitting at 340.3 million barrels, its lowest level since 1983, reflects an 8.9 million barrel weekly drawdown, driven partly by disruptions from the Iran conflict. You now have two simultaneous theaters of conflict affecting global energy supply chains. The Kapotnia strike, even if production disruption is temporary, adds psychological pressure to markets already on edge about supply stability.
Russia's response calculus is also worth thinking through. Moscow has not responded to these strikes with equivalent escalation against NATO territory, partly because it lacks the capacity to do so without triggering Article 5 considerations, and partly because the economic cost of full mobilization is already punishing. But the strikes are cumulative. Each refinery hit, each energy facility damaged, reduces Russia's capacity to fund the war through oil revenue. That's the theory of the case Kyiv is making.
Germany is watching all of this very closely. The German Air Force chief, Lieutenant General Holger Neumann, made a statement this week that I don't want to let slide past. He said the Luftwaffe is ready to fight tonight against Russia if Moscow attacks any NATO member state. That's unusually blunt language from a German military official. Germany has spent decades deliberately tamping down its military rhetoric, precisely because of historical sensitivities. For the Luftwaffe chief to speak in those terms publicly reflects how seriously European defense establishments are taking the threat environment.
It also reflects NATO's deterrent strategy. You need adversaries to believe the alliance will respond, not just that it might respond. What's interesting is that this comes alongside Germany's significantly increased defense spending, which has been a sore point in transatlantic relations for years. The Trump administration pushed hard on NATO burden sharing, and European militaries, Germany's in particular, have responded with both spending and rhetoric. Whether that posture actually deters Moscow is an open question, but the communication is intentional.
One thread worth watching is what the Kapotnia strike does to the faint diplomatic channels that still exist. There have been periodic quiet discussions about conditions for negotiations, all informal and deniable. Striking Moscow's energy infrastructure within city limits is the kind of action that can freeze whatever informal conversations were happening. We'll see how Moscow characterizes it diplomatically, but the immediate consequence is likely a hardening of positions on both sides.